A massive suicide bombing occurred outside an army recruitment center in Baghdad. An Iraqi Interior Ministry official said the attacker targeted large crowds of army recruits who were lined up in the Iraqi capital Tuesday on the final day to enlist. Wayne White is a scholar with the Middle East Institute. We asked him what the suicide bombing reveals.
It just tells us that the Iraqi police, not so much the army, the army's involved in security to some degree, but the Iraqi police continues to simply not do its job with respect to security in the sense that these people can simply get through. And I'm not surprised. There have been a lot of reports, really good reports that I've come upon in the last couple of months, which just talk about Iraqis who simply drive right through checkpoints regularly, and they're just waved through by the police. There are numerous checkpoints in the greater Baghdad area in which no checking is done whatsoever. People in vans, pickup trucks, cars, it doesn't matter. They just get waved through by lazy policemen who are sitting there, staying there smoking or doing what they do. And that's the kind of lax security that is prevailing in many parts of the country. This is one reason why the Sadrist movement put together the Mahdi army early on, and it gained so much power during the height of the unrest. They surrounded their own base of Sadr City with their own militia, which was extremely diligent, and cut down the number of bombings in their own area by 80%.
Well, how do we get the police to be more diligent?
Well, people have been trying for years, and so I don't think we're going to get there in the near term. It just is, it's almost exasperating that in the face of this kind of damage that the police would not be more vigilant. But the observations that I am reporting come from dozens of observers who have driven virtually from one side of Baghdad to the other, and 90% of the checkpoints they just get waved through along the other cars.
Meantime, U.S. combat troops are preparing to leave later this month. What's going to happen then?
It may not be much different, because the Iraqi army, even though it's not ready for a robust security role, securing its borders and perhaps having some of the same capabilities against a full-throated insurgency or militia challenge like we saw back in 2005, 6, 7, and 8, is quite capable of doing its job with respect to any significant challenges to internal security. And so I don't think we should confuse the terrorist bombings, which, as brutal and dreadful as they are, the one this morning was very disturbing, they're isolated events. They don't mean that the wholesale security situation is crashing in like it has, you know, at times since the U.S. entry into Iraq. And so I still don't think it means all that much about for the U.S. Army, except that, of course, there are a lot of Iraqis who wish the U.S. would stay around, but not with a very specific view as to what the U.S. would do if it does, because if it's sitting on its bases and it's not trying to help, say, the police man checkpoints, which at one point it was, then the U.S. Army makes no difference.
Wayne White, a scholar with the Middle East Institute and former deputy director of the U.S. State Department's Middle East and South Asian Intelligence Office. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.